This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A human-caused wildfire in Larimer County prompted mandatory evacuations yesterday near Red Feather Lakes near the Wyoming border. The Pearl Fire covers about a quarter of a square mile. It is not contained, but crews from multiple agencies are working on it. Aircraft continue to dump fire retardant on the area today. Recreation is limited at Carter Lake, so scoop planes can pick up water. Governor Jared Polis has declared the fire a disaster emergency to increase access to federal resources. An oil and gas company deserted a record number of wells in Colorado last year. CPR's Ishan Takwa reports.
Last year, state regulators seized 339 wells from Amamix Petroleum in Phillips and Yuma counties. It was the most number of wells offloaded by a single operator in state history. It's now the state's responsibility to clean them up. Colorado has 912 of these so-called orphaned wells in its custody, and they can pose serious health and environmental risks. Regulators spent $15 million on the orphaned well program last year and plugged 132 wells, both all-time highs. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
Storms with high winds continue to move across the far eastern plains after those winds hit the Front Range earlier this afternoon. The highest winds were expected in Morgan, Logan, Sedgwick, Phillips, Washington, Lincoln, Kit Carson, Yuma, and Cheyenne counties as those storms move through. And the wind and storms will usher in calmer weather for the rest of the week across the state. In Grand Junction, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 78 tomorrow. In Vail, sunny and 50. And in Denver, sunny and 83. This is CPR News at 6:06.